Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Today's reading comes from Numbers, the 11th chapter. Moses just feels like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. It's just too hard for him to carry all these people, and he asks God to help him. He asks him about meat and all these different things. So God tells him, well, gather 70 of your elders together. And so they come to the tent of meeting, and as they are there, God takes some of that spirit that is on Moses and gives it to these other 70, and they begin to prophesy. How wonderful! These 70 are filled with the Spirit of God, just as Moses is. But there's a couple guys back in the camp who did not come to this meeting, who weren't invited, and they're back in the camp, and the Spirit has rested on them as well. And they're back in the camp prophesying. Oh, that all of us would be so filled with the Spirit each and every day that we would be so bold to speak to those around us. Oh, but wait, we are filled with the Spirit. God fills us with that Spirit in the waters of baptism. He breathes that Spirit into us, that Spirit that is with us each and every day of our lives, that Spirit that reminds us of all that we have been taught and helps us to learn new things, that Spirit that is there when times are going rough and we don't have the words to talk to God. We don't have the words to pray. That Spirit leads us and guides us each and every day of our lives. It's there. We have a part of God's very self within each and every one of us. And of course, God gives us the power to talk about Him, to share our faith with one another. It doesn't have to be in big and grand gestures. We don't have to go out into the middle of the street and proclaim God to everyone. But we can through the relationships that we have built. In the people that we meet, in the people that we know, we can talk about our faith. Sometimes it may be someone we go to church with that we know is not going to look at us funny when we start talking about our faith. But it may be someone that we're not quite sure of. And yet that Spirit is there. That Spirit leads us and guides us. It helps us. It gives us the words to say. It helps us to share all the great things that God has done for each and every one of us. Each of us has a story of faith. We may say, well, my story's not a big, grand story, but your story is still a story of faith. There may have been some time in your life when you were sick and people prayed for you or you prayed to God and God helped you through that illness. It may be an illness that is a lifelong illness and God helps you each day to get through it. It may have been some other big change in your life. You know, it was a big change when you got married and you probably prayed a lot that God would be there to help you to be the spouse that you were supposed to be. God, we pray to Him when our children are growing up, when our children leave home. Sometimes when our children return, we pray for our grandchildren and our friends and our neighbors. That Spirit is there to help us do those things. And He's there to help us share how God has blessed us throughout our lives. Think of the times when God has blessed you. I hear the stories of people who needed something. One lady who was putting her husband into a nursing home and had a mountain of paperwork that she didn't have a clue what to do with. And one of the other ladies from the church came over and helped her fill it out. In that place, they shared something. God shared with them, and they helped one another. There's other times when I hear that. I hear people talking about feeling the prayers of the congregation surround them as they were going through some kind of medical treatment or knowing that the congregation was praying for them during a time of hardship. These stories, they are very personal, but they were never meant to be private. They're meant to share with one another so that all can know, come to know God's love, God's grace, God's joy. So that all may come to know that God is with us each and every day, that He provides for us, that He loves us, and that he has filled us with a part of himself. Let us pray. O Lord, we hear of the giving of your Spirit to the elders to help Moses. We know that you empower us with that same Spirit each and every day. Help us to be bold in proclaiming your love, your grace, your forgiveness. Fill us with your peace and your joy, your strength and your courage, each and every day. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Again, this is Abiding Joy, and I am Pastor Patricia Reap.